Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm welcoming you. Welcome. Broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. And our temperatures are going down, and it's feeling good outside, so we're grateful for that. Thank God we've had a long, hot summer here in Phoenix. It's been quite challenging. Thank God I was able to get away for a couple weeks. It wasn't so bad for me, but it's been pretty challenging for many of folks. Okay, well, I'm glad to be back on the air. If you tuned in last week, beloved one, then you were not able to hear the voice. It was a technical glitch. Unfortunately, it was mostly on the operator's part, something I didn't do appropriately. And so that created a whole problem. So anyway, we are back this morning, and we prayed this morning for divine protection of the equipment and that all will move in the right direction. So we're just grateful this morning that we are back on the air. And it's a wonderful thing. So to all my old listeners, welcome back. I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so happy that you're here and that you're able to adjust yourself to the fickleness of this technology that we're using. By the way, I am working on some other avenues for broadcasting. Hopefully we can get this done sooner than later. But we're glad that it is working today, and we continually pray for divine direction this morning, divine technology. You know, sometimes the more we get involved with technology, the more we get dependent upon these things that really hold us hostage, you know, to certain aspects about things being, so technical. And it makes it really difficult. So sometimes there are always better ways. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and praise God for what we're working with, what we have. So you know that for all of you and for all my new listeners, hey, welcome, guys. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We are grateful for you, and we anticipate that you will become old listeners, just like the old listeners that I have, that some of you guys have been following me since I've been on the air almost 8-9 years now. So I am so grateful for you and thankful that you are here and thankful that you are still participating. And hopefully you get a message, and hopefully there's something that comes across for you and that you will be able to become an old listener to. Yes, we are not a traditional kind of church. We are metaphysical, New Age ministry, and we believe in truth, spirituality, regardless of what source and what method it comes from, along with the truth, and it's about God, then we will entertain that, okay? We don't operate in a box here. We are open to and receptive to all those positive and good things that the universe have to offer for us. So we are grateful for that and thankful for that. So thank you so much for being here this morning. So all of you who know that I always open the show with a prayer, so I will do this no different than any other Sunday. So we say thank you. So, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for all that you have allowed us to be. We thank you, God, for another day of life, another day of living, God, knowing that you are the source of all that we are and all that we pertain and all that we will ever be, God. It's you who allow us to have life and have it abundantly. We know, God, that you want us to live an abundant and prosperous life, and we're putting forth all efforts and energy to do that, God. So we said thank you this morning for just giving us another day to get it right and get it straight to be able to do what we need to do. We thank you, God, for all of our beloved workers, all the nurses and doctors who are working to help get this virus thing under control. My goodness gracious, God, give us strength. Give those doctors and nurses strength. Protect them and give them safe travel to be able to go and come and do what they need to do in order to keep us safe. We say thank you, God, for them. We pray, God, for our country and its government and the situations that we find ourselves in. We see things so chaotic, But we know, God, that your hand is involved, and regardless of how we may see it or may it may appear to be, we know that all is well and that you're in charge. So we just say thank you, God, and continually to give us blessings and continually to help us. We pray, God, for all those Haitian refugees, God, that's trying to make a better life for themselves, trying to improve themselves, give them safe travel, keep them wrapped in your white light of protection and giving them what they need in order to be able to strive and to be and to have what they need in their lives. We thank you, God, for just protecting them and keeping them out of harm's way. So we give gratitude and thanks this morning to you, God. So thank you, and so it is. Okay, beloved ones, let's get on with today's show. It's today's show is a pretty simple show. I mean, it's sort of like piggyback from last week. Really, it's the last week's show, and we're just going to add a few things to it because of the technical difficulty we had last week. But anyway, we want to be able to bring it what we need for you to hear this morning. Let's go and let God. Let go and let God. And I know, beloved ones, that you have heard this statement being made many times. And the question I have for you, do you really understand what it means to let go and let God? You know, it's very powerful when you understand it and you are able to really put this into practice, you know, to be able to let go and let God. Because then, like many of us have heard about it, but do you really put it in practice? I mean, it's a very viable thing, and we need you to utilize it and be able to bring it about and to be able to improve the quality of life by just this one simple tool that will make life much less complicated for you if you really understand how to surrender to God when you have situations that's beyond your control. And believe me, beloved one, I guarantee you there's not a one of us who will not have a time in our lives where there will not be a challenge or a situation that shows up in our lives that we will have a hard time trying to handle, okay? Or we just don't have the ability to handle it, you know, from the intellectual understanding or the knowledge of it, or some reason, the monetary reason, something comes up that is just, you're just stuck. You don't know what to do, how to go about it, and how to get out of this situation, okay? But I'm here to tell you there is a method to be able to release yourself when you get to that point in your life and those challenges show up where you just don't know what to do and how to face it or how to go about making it happen, you know? And it is called total surrender to God and, you know, to the God force in your life. Inside of your being, you know, the God force in you is there to assist you and help you, but you have to learn how to totally surrender these issues and these problems that have you found that have come up and been a problem. So you have to be able to bring about. I understand it sounds simple, but for many it's difficult to let go. The first component in this whole process of letting go and letting God is the fact that you have to have faith in the presence of God within you. Regardless of how much I talk to you about surrender and letting go, if you don't have faith in the presence of God inside of you, what I'm saying to you is not going to make a lot of sense because you're not going to be able to understand what it really means. You have to have that faith knowing that you are one with God. Your I Am presence is inside of you and there to assist you and help you under all circumstances, beloved one. We have to stop surrendering our tough moments to our friends and families that we go to and ask them to assist us. It's okay to ask for help. I'm not saying it's not. You shouldn't ask for help for situations. And a lot of times, friends and family may be able to assist you in your situation. And sometimes you don't want anyone else to know about your situation. You know, you want to keep it to yourself. And so you have to learn how to surrender to God where you be able to get the answer you need in order to be able to get through this situation. And like I say, so often we do turn to our friends and family And prayerfully, they can help you in some of these circumstances and situations. But a lot of times, they can only get, you know, you, beloved ones, people can only give you advice on things that they are aware of themselves. And if someone is not aware of your situation or what you're going through, they don't expect them. They're going to be taking a guess at what they think should be your solution. And at times, you need more than just someone guessing what the problem is. You need someone who can help solve the problem. You don't want to have to go through those processes of wondering if this is going to be okay, wondering if that can be okay, because there's a better method to be able to do that, loved one. The answer is pretty basic. I admit that that it can be very confusing to some people to be able to just let go and let God, but that is something that we have to be able to do. And there's an art to doing this, to being able to allow your situations to be surrendered to God, okay? So many of us struggle with this surrender process, like I said, basically because we don't have the faith that God is there to answer our process. Not only is God there to answer your situation, beloved one, God has given you all the assistance that you need. You have guardian angels who are there at your beckon. You have ascended masters. You have archangels who are there to help you. But there's always a entity can call upon to help you in your situation when you know how to totally surrender and let go. Okay? It's definitely a process, and we're going to talk about how to really just let it, you know, release and let it go. Many people who claim that they believe in God really don't trust God. And that's pretty amazing. I know you know them. You know these people who always tell you about their, you know, they're so holy and they are so attuned to God. But then when real situations come up, they can't handle it. They cannot handle it. They just go berserk, and they just lose all when they really have a real situation where they have to be able to surrender to God. Okay, they don't know how to do it. They don't have to understand. That's because the fact is they don't understand that living God is inside of their physical temples, and that living entity, that I am present inside of us, are there to face any challenges that you're going through. Anything that you're going through, beloved ones, that you cannot handle on your own, there is help. There is help. But you have to be able to totally surrender it to that entity, to that God force inside of you. You have to put forth the ability to be able to allow someone else to help you in that situation. But see, a lot of times when we, even at the aspect where we may want to surrender things, we allow our egos to get in the way, and we allow our own personal feelings to hold us back from really allowing God to step in and do it. See, beloved one, when you surrender to God, you cannot go around worrying about the process that you just surrendered to God. When you surrender to God, and then you go into a state of worrying, you just null and voided your surrender. So it's just, you just will go and work it out yourself, because when you start worrying about it, then you have taken from the source to be able to assist you. You have to totally let go and totally surrender it, beloved ones. Now, also, you cannot go around talking to other people about your issues and your problems if you've already surrendered to God. You know, those other human beings cannot assist you, because you have always said, God, here this issue is that I cannot do anything about. I need you to step in and to be able to assist me and help me to be able to work through it. And at that point, beloved one, you are to totally let go and let God do it. Don't hold on to those things that you are surrendering to God, okay? Because it doesn't work out if you're going to hold on to them, okay? So you learn to surrender and it's a very honorable thing to be able to come to the understanding that I am present inside of you, is there to assist you and help you, and for you to be able to have enough trust in your I am present to say, I am present God, whatever force, whatever name you want to use, I cannot solve this issue on my own. I need you to step in and help me. I need help. It's okay, beloved one, to say I need help and totally surrender to God. And the God force are waiting for you to surrender your problem. They know what's going on with you, and they will never interfere in your life without you asking for assistance. Okay, so you need to learn how to ask for assistance and not be so proud that you feel that you can resolve this on your own. Surrender it to your God force, beloved one. Let it go, you know. And I'm talking about any type of situation that have you baffled, relationships, health conditions, financial situations, anything going on, challenges with your children, challenges with anyone who is anything that's causing you conflict in your life. It's when you have to learn how to really let go and let God and stop holding on to it yourself. Because the longer you hold on to it and you add energy to it, when you're holding on to things like that, you're adding energy to it, okay, beloved one? So the more energy you hold to it, the more the situation intensifies. The more that you hold on to it, the more that situation gets energy and grow on its own. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger till you're just totally overwhelmed, okay? So you don't have to do this. You don't have to go like that, beloved one. You can really totally let go and let God be the one who surrender you and help you in your situation. Beloved ones, you can just point to to that inner being, to that inner source that you're connected to be able to let go and let that into being just take it. You just simply, and it's not hard, you just say, God, I no longer can handle this situation and I'm totally surrendering it to you. Like I say, you can say God, you can say your I am, you can call upon your archangels, whoever you want to call. They all will respond. They all will respond. All those spiritual entities out there in the ethers that you cannot see with your physical eye, but they know you, they recognize you, they know who you are, and when you talk to them, they hear you. Okay. Do not ever not believe that when you make a request to your I am presence that it is not being heard, okay? You are always being heard. No, you may not get the answer you want right away. No, because it may not be divine timing for that particular thing that you think need to go one way, not to go that way, okay? Sometimes we want things to be the way it's not for our highest good, you know? I know many times I've talked to many people who have had in relationship, want a relationship, and they want to be with this person so bad, you know, they just like, hey, I want this person in my life, and I want to be with this person in my life, and, you know, but this person may not be the person for them, and if they force the issue, and then when they get into the relationship, and all hell breaks loose, and chaos comes, that's because it wasn't meant for you, beloved one. That was something else, or someone else that was there for you. Sometimes we may move to a different place or we may be somewhere. We want a particular type of car, a particular type of something so bad we want it and we want this particular job. Oh, I got to have this job. I got to be this person. I got to be on this job. This is the job for me and we want it so badly, but it is not for our highest good. So sometimes when you don't get what you want immediately, it is because that particular thing is not for you to have in your life at this time. And learn to accept that, beloved ones, okay? Surrender it to God, and the right answers will always come to you when you surrender to your I am presence and to your God force inside of you. You will always get an answer. Maybe not the answer that you always want, but you always will get an answer to that particular situation that's going on, you know. It really kind of disturbed me that how so many of us feel so detached from our I am present, from that God force inside of us. that, you know, that old teachings, and a lot of us came up in traditional religion, and I don't knock it because it played its part, and it still plays its part, so it is what it is, so that's a good thing. So, but what I want to be able to let you know, you are not detached from God, and God is not somewhere thousands of miles up in the sky where a lot of the teaching has been that we were taught that, you know, God is someplace up in the sky, and we have to kneel down and beg this presence of this God up in the sky that's detached from us, and that is so far from the truth, beloved one. And I just really not happy with how religion has really made us feel that we were detached from God, and God was somewhere else other than where we were. You know, that's really a sad situation, and it makes it really difficult, beloved one, for people to hold on and to believe when they have that concept of God being so separated from us and being so far distant from us. So that's why many of us have problem with surrendering. Will God really hear my prayer? Will God really help me with this situation? After all, he's so far away, and there's millions of people on the planet who are probably calling on him to assist me too. So he probably not going to hear my prayer or my request. And so that's that. And that's how people feel when they feel detached from that God force that we have been told that you are separate from God and God is somewhere else and you are somewhere else. Beloved one, your I am present. The God in you is the God you have the essence of God, the creator of the universe, right in your temple. You do not have to go looking outside to anything other than the I am present inside of you. God is there. God is not detached from us like we were taught when we were younger. You were younger and you were taught that in the traditional church, and that's how you were taught, okay? And they only learned what they really knew. No, people only know what they really know. And until you're willing to expand your consciousness and understanding of your God self, that you come to the full understanding that you don't have to go around looking up in the sky for God, because God's right there with you, and that God is there for you, and you can be able to surrender and have this God to work through issues and help you in your challenges, in your day-to-day challenges. God will assist you and help you to move forward and to be able to understand that, beloved one. And you have to have the confidence and the belief that your requests are being heard. Okay, you have to believe that God, when you ask God, God, take over this situation and totally just bring it to me in the way that I need it to be done, the way it needs to be done, the way that you see it, what is for my highest good. Always ask God, when you do surrender, always say, God, whatever is for my highest good, please deliver it to me based on what is for my highest good. And like I said, many times we don't know what is for our highest good. But that I am present inside of us always know what's for our highest good and what's best for us. So we have to learn to really to let go and to really understand that. Like I said, it's really sad that the traditional church taught us that we were so detached from God. And so a lot of us have still... I'm not talking about you listeners here, because most of you are conscious, spiritual, and light workers, and you know the truth. And, you know the truth. I'm just here to remind you of your truth. Most of you know the truth and know what the deal is, okay? But there's so many folks who are still going around believing that God is somewhere else other than where they are, and that they are detached from God. Oh boy. The Spirit of God is within your next breath. That's how close God is to you, and that's how close God. Matter of fact, God already knows the problem and just waiting for you to say, hey, I can't handle it. I can't deal with it. Would you please assist me and hold on to help me to get through this this situation? Now, one of the keys, beloved ones, when you surrender to God is to be able to be still enough, to be quiet enough to know the voice of God. You see, because the voice of God is very still, very quiet, and it comes in a flash of a moment, you know, when you really least expect it. But usually you have to be quiet and have to have some tranquility to hear the voice of God talking to you, beloved one. It's really, really a gift to be able to hear that voice, to be able to come to you, because that voice will always come back. And sometimes God may not come in a physical, but he may bring someone in your life that can resolve your problem. All of a sudden, someone shows up that maybe someone you knew in the past, you know, or someone new that come and bring you the answer to what you want to do. See, God works in many ways. So don't never sit there and think that God's going to do the same thing the same way all the time, because that's not going to happen. There's different ways. God uses people like you and me to help other souls on the planet to overcome their situation. So he put us in their physical life to be able to assist and help them. So a lot of times you show up and you're there just in time to help somebody get through that situation, because more like they prayed for you to show up. And so you are there to help and to do that. So always be aware that God will move in a different pace than what we see it to be. So our job is just to make the request sincere, and just sit back and wait for God to show up, okay? Because he will. God will show up in some manner, some way. And like I said, if it's meant to be, yeah, but anyway, your situation will get worked out, whether it is something that you think you have to have, something you think you need and you don't need. The Creator will give you another roundabout from that thing that you think that you need. Always, loved one. It always works. You will always get the answer back. And Deuteronomy 14, chapter 14, verse 14, it says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you will only be silent." Let me read that back to you, because this is very powerful stuff here. Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 14. It says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you will only be silent." Okay. What this said is what I've been telling you. Make your request and get back and wait for God to do his thing. Okay. Don't try to worry yourself about it or worry others about it, because God has got it. He's already said that God's going to fight it out for you. So all you got to do is be solid and get out of your way, get out of your own dilemma, okay? And, of course, you need to, like I said, recognize the voice of God, or understand that when God shows up and when God brings someone in your life to help you resolve your problem, that is the answer to what you need. And when you get your answer back from God, then you just need to be able to move forward. Move forward, beloved ones, and do what you're being told to do. And I'm not telling you that you can always get your answer back. Like I said, I'm not telling you always get the answer back instantaneously, but the answer will always come back. I mean, that is not a time where you make a request from God that you don't get it. Many times we may miss it, but the God force is going to always respond to you. If you truly believe that, okay, if you believe that I am present inside of you is working for your highest good, that I am present inside of you will work for your highest good all the time. Never, 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 no doubt that God will not show up on time when he's supposed to be showing up if you do your part. You just have to believe that God is working in your best behalf, and knowing that you are one with God. As I tell you all the time, beloved ones, you are children of the Most High God. And I cannot overemphasize that to you, because I want you to truly understand who you really, really are. Okay? You are children of the Most High God. When God created your soul, when the gods created your soul, that they took the essence of their own being, their own DNA, was added into your spiritual body. See, you have a physical body and you have a spiritual body. So we're talking about this spiritual body now, because this physical body that you have will deteriorate and will change and will take on a different form. But I am present inside of you will never, ever, ever change. It will always stay the same. That same God force that's inside of you now will be that same God that's inside of you in your next incarnation if you deem to take it or is necessary for you to take another incarnation into this realm or into any other realm. It's going to be that God entity inside of you that's going to continuously go through you and be with you. And beloved ones, if you're really curious about what paths of your soul has taken your spirit, you can always get an Akashic Records reading. You know, you can learn how to read your Akashic Records or have some professional read them, and they can tell you about your soul journeys if you desire to want to do that. You know, no, everybody don't want to know what it is. They just live life and take the adventure as it comes. Okay, but you can find out if you choose to want to know that. And but the thing is that the God that created you, it created you to live life, to have an abundant life, and to have a good life based in opulence. And but beloved one, it is not just your right, it is your inheritance that you will create, that you would have the opulence of God. It is your divine right to be able to participate in the goodness of God. That's right. You have a right to be able to do that. And understand that you have a right and you have a privilege to have that God force to show up in your life and to work for you and to help you, and that you have this good thing. You see, so that entity, that DNA of that God put in you, the same creation that created the universe. You as an individual might not be able to create the overhaul physical universe, but God gave you the ability to create your own universe. You have the ability. You are a co-creator with God at all times, beloved ones. Understand that. You have the ability to create in your life what you need, what you want, what you desire. But again, sometimes the things you think you may want and may desire may not always be the thing that's the best for you. But you have the ability to do that. And you know what? You have free will to create whatever you so desire, even if it ain't for your highest good. You have the ability to create it if that's what you want to do. You have that ability. That God power inside of you has given you the power to have authority over your life, over your being. Okay, so learn to tap in, beloved one. Learn to understand that entity into you is so powerful. If we only begin to understand and begin to be able to know that it's there to assist us under all circumstances, that power of God is there to help us get through anything that we are not able to get through itself. That's why it is there, to help you. You came here to planet Earth to grow, to be conscious, become more spiritual, more aware, more conscious, and to be able to assist humanity. But there's times where you're in your growth process and you're learning and you're having these challenges that come up, and the Creator already knows that you're going to have challenges. And so that's why it's been set up for you, beloved ones, to be able to have that outlet, to be able to call upon your higher being to be able to help you. Like I said, you have your I Am presence, which is the presence of God inside. You have your guardian angels who have been with you ever since that you came into this realm. And they've been with you the whole time. They were assigned to you, okay? And they are there to assist you and to help you in your time of needs. And most of the time, they are always helping you, but sometimes you don't even realize they're having to keep you safe when you ain't got enough ability to keep your own stuff safe, okay? You know, they will look out for you. They tell you to go in a different direction than you've been going in, or help you to do something different than the way you do it because of the harm that may be ahead of you. So learn to be able to understand and recognize that, okay? And then you have your ascended hosts, those ascended masters who have gone on and have come through the earth realm themselves, but now they're angelical beings that are there that we can call upon them to assist us as well, okay, to be able to help us and to be able to to do it. You know, you have your ascended masters, your archangels. Find one that you are comfortable with. I'm a lover of Saint Germain. I love the cosmic Christ, and I love all of it. But who do you feel more attached to? Who do you feel more connected to is the one that you can utilize and call upon? Any of them will come to your assistance. But if you feel attached to beloved Jesus or Saint Germain, then that's kind of your go-to kind of guy, you know? And that will they will help you assist you whatever you are in that frequency and you need to that assistance. But believe me, all of the ascending masters and the hosts will help any being on the planet to be able to move forward. And so we're just so grateful that that you have a full understanding of that, beloved ones. And so I just wanted to give you a little message today about making life a little easier for yourself, okay? Because I know many of us are having challenges, especially in these days and times. Things are a little more challenging than they seem to be, but it's all in divine order. Believe me, beloved ones, with all the chaos that you are seeing today, there is a divine purpose and reasoning for these things happening and the way they're happening. Things are being set up. We are shifting right now. We are shifting and ascending into a higher state of consciousness all the time. We are evolving and moving to that higher state of awareness, a higher state of understanding. So we are, you know, you're constantly in growth. So that, and in your growth, you're going to have challenges, okay? Because the higher you fly, the more things going to come up. And, you know, unfortunately, there are entities that do not want you to succeed to the level that you need to see, but they have no power over you just because they may not want you to be there. There is a dark side, okay? But you have the power to ascend beyond any other being there. That God force in you is more powerful than any dark energy, anything that will stand in your way. You call upon that God force and tap in and know that that God force is with you and going with you and keeping you and moving you in a higher state of consciousness. Always understand that God will never surrender from you, will always be there with you, never walk away, will never ignore you or never do anything. Just be patient to be able to understand when God is speaking to you and what God is saying to you, beloved ones, because they always will come back to you. Okay, always come back to you in anything because you are a child, you know. You are a child of God, and God's going to always take care of his children. And so you just have to, our job is to have faith. And I know sometimes having faith may be a challenge to some of us to have faith that power to be is there. But you must have faith, beloved one. You must have understanding. The gods are with you and are going to support you under all circumstances, because they will, okay? So I'm so grateful for you today that you've come through and participated, and hopefully these words have been words of encouragement to you, because that's why I do this, to try to bring a little light, shed a little light, and give you some encouragement to carry you into the next level, to the next day, the next week, you know. I've heard people say, man, that what you spoke to me on Sunday was just what was happening in my life and what was going on in my life. And so hopefully that you are able to gain something from these messages and continue to grow from them. You know, you guys know that, always know that you can come back and listen to these shows anytime or listen to previous shows. And turn your friends and families on, those people who are constantly aware, that may have an understanding of this message, that it may be a help to them to be able to do. Don't keep it to yourself. Let's share the words. You know, sharing knowledge is what gives us more knowledge when we open up and allow others to participate. And that each one of you who have tuned in today, I just want you to understand that you are not just tuning in, but you are helping the frequency of this message to get out. Your energy is the collective energy that each one of you bring. And I tell you that often, each one of you bring a significant part for this energy to be able to flow. Okay? So your energy, because there's some really powerful people on this line There's some people here that are just, you know, they could do what I do easily, and probably, some of them probably could do better than what I'm doing. And I'm grateful for you because you're collectively bringing in that energy and that power to be able to help. So when you call in, just the fact that you're on the line, you are help creating a vibration that is helping to go out and then into the universe and bring about good, okay? So just always, if it's possible for you, to tune in to help support this ministry, to get the word out to our beloved brothers and sisters. I appreciate you. I love you. And I know the universal God for it. Appreciate and love you, too, for what you do. So we're going to close today. We're going to close with a prayer, and we're just going to give God thanks and give God our compassionate love. Thank you, Father, Mother, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to ascend this day and allow us to be able to raise our consciousness and raise our awareness of the things around us, God, that we will continue to grow in a matter that's for our highest good, that we will continue to be able to support our belief system, God, and most of all, begin to understand that you are here with us in our physical temple, and that we will learn to surrender to you when we need your help. We need assistance. We have the faith and belief that you will assist us in everything that we do, God. And we give gratitude and praise to you for all you've taken us through, all the times you've brought us through trouble and traumatic situations. God, we want to give grace and thanks for all that you do. We know that you are with us in every step of our life and everything we do. We know that you are it. You are the creator who allow us to have breath in the morning, allow us to be able to speak and to think. All these things are done because of the power that you have invoked us with, God, and you have given us to be able to use it. So, God, give us the ability to be able to unlock our wisdom and knowledge, that we be able to ascend and be able to assist and be the light workers that we intended to be here, and that we will continue to bring about light and help to bring more positive energy into this earth realm, that we will continue to be able to be and to do. And we pray, God, for your divine love for this beloved country, that we will keep your arms wrapped around it and keep your arms wrapped around the world. Support the world, God. I know it's your universe, and planet Earth is just a small part troll of. And we thank you for allowing that space to be, and thank you for allowing all you do. We thank you for all the ascended hosts, ascended masters and angels that you have allowed to show up in our lives. We know that you are orchestrated and brought it all into play, God. So we say thank you. We're so grateful. We thank you that we go through this week, that each one of us will have a blessed week, where we will be able to have divine intervention this week, that things will show up that we had no idea that's going to show up on our behalf to raise us to a higher state of consciousness. We are believing in miracles this week. We believe that we will each receive something miraculous that we have not had in our lives before, something that's going to really elevate our lives to a higher state than we have ever been elevated before. We know that you have those things for us, God. So we say thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. Please tune in next week. Thanks for the technical issue, God helping us today. We are so grateful. And so it is. All right, loved ones. Have a blessed day.